It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord here in the Filmmakers Lounge at the Whiskey Jar. I am sitting across from Laura Waddell, who is an actor, and in the film The Love Witch, which screens tonight, Friday, 9:15 p.m., in the Violet Crown right here on the downtown mall. Laura, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the film.
So the film is predominantly about a witch.
Hence the title, The Love Witch.
Hence the title, who moves to Northern California, and she is on a quest for love, essentially, trying to find true love. But she uses spells and things to cast spells over men to fall in love with her, which comes has its sort of drastic
repercussions.
Results. Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It looks very. It's kind of moody.
And she's quite an interesting character because she's not what you would traditionally think of as a witch.
Right. Now, who do you play in the film?
I play Trish, who is a woman that when she moves to the area, she befriends quite quickly, and they become quite close.
So you're not the witch.
I'm not the witch.
You're the witch's buddy.
Yes. I don't want to give enough. Much away.
Yeah, don't give away the plot.
No.
People have to come see it at 9:15 at the Violet Crown.
Exactly. But we become good friends, and then a lot unfolds of certain things that happen, and yes.
Yeah, I can see you struggling.
I'm trying desperately not to give away the ending.
Okay, so it was filmed, you told me, in Eureka, California.
So some in Eureka, and then some
old,
in...
an old mining town, some in
yeah,
LA.
Very unique town.
Yeah, had you been up there before? Yeah.
No, I've been up to the Bay Area, but not specifically to Eureka.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting town because, kind of almost had a very pagan, witchy kind of vibe to it, which I think is why Anna, the director, chose it, because she really liked that setting.
Anna Biller, am I pronouncing her last name
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And the person I'm speaking to is Laura Waddell. Your film that you're in is The Love Witch. One more time, Friday, tonight, 9:15, at the Violet Crown. So how did you get involved in this? I realize it's going to be, I auditioned, but...
Well, Anna was telling me a bit about the casting process, obviously, after she'd cast me, and just said she saw a lot of people, and the people she was interested in that she did end up casting had a British background, a lot of them.
Interesting.
And she said they had a different kind of style, a different way of approaching the role when they auditioned. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And I am British in the film. I do stick with my accent.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, so my character is British, and it kind of lends itself
Does that
to
help
that anyway.
When you're doing a character?
Not necessarily. I do the American as well, which is great, and I do audition for American roles, but I think it does help to a certain degree because I'm not having to think about the accent.
Right, you're playing a Brit who's been transplanted to California, so you can find ways to connect with
the
character.
Yeah, and there are definitely certain elements of her character that are similar to mine, which I think Anna saw when she auditioned me. You know, a cheerfulness and an upbeat manner, which I feel I do have.
Oh, well, then no wonder if that's what she was looking for, no wonder she cast Brits.
There we go, exactly, yes. But actually, the lead character, Samantha, she is actually originally a Brit and I think moved to America when she was about 18, so she has that kind of sensibility as well.
So how long have you been an actor in this country?
In this country, 7 years. I've been specifically in LA and then was an actor for about 5 before in London after my training.
So we were talking before we started recording that in addition to film work, you're also doing gaming videos.
Gaming videos and movies, so motion capture,
Motion capture, so you get to put on one of those suits with the ping pong balls.
It looks a bit odd. So it's a very stretchy suit, which is not very forgiving, you know, so you can't have had a big lunch that day.
Everybody will see it.
Everyone will see it, exactly. And lots of shiny balls all over it, which obviously reflect light and capture every little joint movement. And then you have a head camera, which has the cameras that come out in front.
Right.
Not a very flattering angle when you see the monitors, but they're capturing every little nuance of your facial expression, and that then obviously translates to a character that they create. So it's another way of performing, which I love.
Yeah, yes.
Just still creating a character
yourself.
It's fascinating.
So the Virginia Film Festival, one of our hosts is the University of Virginia.
Yes.
And the University of Virginia Library, where I work, we actually have one of those motion capture suits.
You do?
Yeah, not the one with the face appliance on it, you can dress it
physical.
Up with little balls on it.
Amazing.
And students, so in the media classes, use it to create their films.
That's wonderful.
Well, I mean, it's such an exciting area to be in because, you know, traditional acting, when films came out,
if you're
a student of film history, there were just a lot of, they had these giant cameras that were bigger than this table, you know,
yes.
and they were basically filmed stage plays.
Right.
And if they wanted multiple takes, they had to, like, pick up the camera and move it, or in some cases, literally, it was easier to rotate the set.
Right.
And now everything is so portable, and we've gotten into this new area of technology where now we have actors dressing up in suits.
Yes.
So when you appear on screen, you don't even look like you.
Right.
But you still have to have it is a totally legitimate form of acting. It is
there's
a whole other level of acting with your body, with your face.
Exactly. It's capturing a performance in a different way.
Yeah,
and that's what's been very interesting, actually, working on this project as well, is because this was shot on 35mm films, original film stock. So,
really?
As you said, you were talking about the old films.
Yeah.
This is exactly how it was shot. And they had to... They had to, you know, obviously things took a lot longer. It was edited, like, by the director.
They edited, they didn't even transfer it to video to edit it?
No, it was all on original. She couldn't even find an editor who could do that in L.A.
Oh, right, Anna Biller, respect.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay. And it looks beautiful, the grain of the film, everything is true.
You're not the director, but do you know why she made the choice to shoot on 35?
I think it's something she's always done. She's a big cinephile, like, her knowledge of film is phenomenal, and she loves that quality that it has to it, and it does bring something to the film.
It really does.
You can't get on digital.
Our preview film last night, Loving.
Did you get a chance to see it because we arrived quite
you
late.
You definitely want to see it. It was also shot on 35.
Oh wow!
The director continues to shoot on 35 because it does. It has. I mean, you know, 4K video looks great. But there's something about film that just kind of gives an added depth.
Exactly.
And
the way it's lit and everything. Yeah. So she got a great DP on board that she was very specific that she wanted to work with because he knew how to light it.
Right.
And with the acting style as well, that was something that became very apparent when we began rehearsing and stuff, that we needed to have that sort of, that style of performance, which isn't, you know, that sort of very... naturalistic, gritty style today. It was a very different style of acting back in the 60s, you know, and that's what she wanted to adhere to.
Right, because that's right. I remember that from the trailer. She's trying to capture that sort of mid-1960s.
And I don't want to say stilted,
pop.
But a little more sort of heightened.
Heightened, that's a good word for it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a heightened reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just saw from the trailer alone, it really captures that.
It's definitely, yeah. I mean, and they had rear projection use at the beginning, and just, it really does add to the film. And it's not a film that's a pastiche. It's, she was doing everything genuinely because that's the way she wanted it to look. And, I mean, she handmade the costumes. She sewed them on herself. She composed all the music. She hand-wove rugs for the film. She was like, you can't buy a pentagram rug just anywhere. So, so she
well,
really
not in Eureka. Maybe in L.A.
In Eureka. Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe. But I think she tried in Eureka.
So is the portions that were shot in L.A., was it L.A. standing in for Eureka? So does the whole film take place up there?
Some, I think, was. But especially, the exterior shots of certain houses were shot in Eureka, specifically because that was the style of house that she wanted. But some of the interiors were. And the set dressing was just mind-blowing. I mean, I turn up on set and just, it was an explosion of color.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just, your senses just went, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, really only film can capture that.
Exactly, yes.
So tell us about, since I have you here, tell us about some of your other projects, where we might have seen you, or what you've got coming up next.
Yeah, okay. So I've been doing a bit of motion capture recently, and a project I've just worked on, I'm not allowed to
talk about,
but it's a
non-disclosure agreement.
Yes, I guess I can say it's a big studio blockbuster, and it'll come out next year.
It's a big studio blockbuster.
That's all I can say. It's a really fun film.
Okay,
which I got to do motion capture for, And
in is terms it Avatar? Of, just tell me. Is it Avatar?
It's not. I can tell you that. It's not. But it's of the same scale.
Of the same scale. Okay.
Which was a great thing to work on. Well, wonderful director.
Well, what can you tell us about where else we might see you?
Oh, so in terms of previous work, mm-hmm. I worked on Saving Mr. Banks, the movie.
Yeah. With, oh, that was a lovely movie.
Yeah, with Emma Thompson. Yeah. So, and she's one of my just...
Of course.
Just adore her.
Of
so,
course.
Getting to work with her was wonderful.
Yeah. So what did you do in that?
So I had a little role. It was, you know, one of uh-huh. my early roles. But okay. I was on the plane and she was sort of having a go at me about my child. It's a wonderful comical moment towards the beginning of the film.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna
I have
to
a
go...
giant bouffant hair.
You just give me an excuse to go back and rewatch the film. That's a great film.
It was, yeah. And it was a wonderful, yeah. Just yeah. a wonderful one to work on. I did some TV to Torchwood, the series, the sci-fi series.
I think quite short-lived
out here, but it had a bigger run in the UK.
Oh, my daughter's all about the Torchwood.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, so I was a big Doctor Who fan prior to that, okay, so when we'll, I got cast in that.
We'll talk.
Okay,
so
lovely,
so
yeah.
did you do a few episodes? Did you have a recurring episode, a recurring character?
Just one episode with okay. that, but it's been sort of varied, like melting pot things,
yeah.
really. And I do voiceover work as well, so I did yeah. some work on Crimson Peak with Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, nice.
Which was really, that was cool to work with, because he directed me via Skype, which was kind of interesting.
So how did you get the call to come out to the Virginia Film Festival with The Love Witch, which is screening Friday at 9:15 p.m. in Violet Crowd?
Thank you. I'd heard the Virginia Film Festival was a wonderful festival to attend, and everyone said to me, if you get the chance to go,
yeah.
it's really worth going to. And then, you know, the director said to me, it's going out to the festival. And she said she couldn't make it, she was away. But I thought, great, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm going to get to go for the first time and experience it. And I saw there's some wonderful other films playing as well. So
there
I thought,
are.
Why not?
Have you had a chance to look around? Could see the town?
A little bit. We arrived just yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
Did you make the party, the big party last night?
I did make the big party, okay. which was wonderful.
Right.
The live music and, oh, it was great. Yeah, a really great crowd, really fun. And Charlottesville is so beautiful, so I definitely want to get the chance to check it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you did.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for coming and visiting us. The film is The Love Witch. Tonight, Friday, 9:15 p.m., I've been speaking to Laura Waddell. You've been so charming. Thank you for coming
well,
by
so
and talking with us. And make another film that forces you to come back out here to the Virginia Film Festival.
I'm going to have to, aren't I?
Let's see
yeah,
you again.
I really want to.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming by.